Did you include any seafood in your holiday feast recently? Well, if you did, you might want to take a closer look at the fish that made its way from the ocean to your table. Recent research conducted by the Marco Lab at UH Manoa indicated that 21% of seafood in Honolulu is actually mislabeled. To break down the startling research, the conversation's Harrison Patino spoke with Associate Professor Peter Marco of the Marco Lab about the findings.
To make a long story short, we found that 21% of the seafood that we purchased in Honolulu was mislabeled. Most of the mislabeling were things like aquaculture species such as swai, for things that might look similar to a fish like that, like mahi-mahi or snapper. Overall, the mislabeling rate, surprisingly, is on the low side for a major metropolitan area, but still one in every five fish that you buy in Honolulu is probably mislabeled.
I would assume that number comes with a bit of a caveat here in Honolulu and in Hawaii because the rate of seafood consumption is a little bit higher.
On the one hand, we expected that we might see relatively low mislabeling here because people are consuming nearly twice as much seafood than compared to populations on the mainland. And so, therefore, they may be more familiar with seafood and more discriminating about different species. So that might be part of it. But also in Hawaii, you have to consider the fact that many of the most popular seafood items, like ahi tuna, are very difficult to substitute for. And that's probably also in part why our mislabeling rates are relatively low.
Now, you mentioned that swai was one of the biggest offenders here. How is that being passed off? Is it just cut into a different shape to appear as though it's a different kind of fish, or is it just passed off filet and all sold as something else?
No, most of those mislabeled pieces of swai were found in restaurants, and so they're cut into rectangular shapes and probably cooked with a sauce, and so it makes it difficult to distinguish that from what it's actually being sold as. Although that said, I think most kama'aina would have no problem picking out swai from mahi-mahi because of the thickness of the filet, as well as the firmness of the flesh and the flavor as well. So I suspect most of the mislabeling is potentially taking advantage of tourists that come to Hawaii and are not as familiar with seafood as people living in Hawaii. I think most likely the fact that many of the things that we really like to eat here, like ahi, salmon, manchong, ono, those are very distinctive fish, both flavor and texture-wise. And so I think it's really difficult to pass off substitutes for those, especially with people that know those fish because they live here. And I think that's got to be a big part of it.
I guess the question to ask here is, how are the actual fish cuts identified themselves by the researchers? I mean, was there a bit of sleuthing that needed to be done, or was this done with the cooperations of the restaurants and grocery stores that were selling them?
We would go to restaurants, groceries, and sushi bars and just buy fish like any other consumer, and we make note of what the seafood is being sold as, what its name is on the menu. And then we take a small sample of it back to the laboratory and genetically analyze it to determine what it actually is based on DNA sequences from its mitochondrial genome, for which there are huge databases with which you can find matches and identify the fish that way.
Now, in particular, I saw that 16 different species of fish can be legally sold as sea bass. I mean, my first question is, how is that legal? But my second question is, how is that possible?
That's established by the Food and Drug Administration. And that body has determined that sea bass is an acceptable name for 16 different species that are some kind of sea bass. So those are different species that are closely related, very similar in flavor, quality, price. And so there's lots of species that can be labeled with that particular name.
Obviously, there are a lot of economic implications with this research, but also ecological impacts as well, namely with the sale of critically endangered fish.
Yeah, that was a surprise to find two species that are considered critically endangered by the International Conservation Union. They're on what's called the IUCN's Red List of Endangered Species. One of them is the European freshwater eel, and another is southern bluefin tuna. Both are listed as critically endangered species, yet they're managing to make their way to our marketplace.
And I'm assuming that these species would be sold as something like unagi or yellowfin tuna, respectively?
The tuna was simply sold as ahi, and the European eels were sold as unagi. So those are examples of cases where seafood names are not sufficiently specific to provide enough information to a consumer to really understand what it is that they're actually eating.
Well, what is it that consumers can do to ensure that their purchase and consumption of seafood is more informed and ethically conscious?
Well, they should always ask what the seafood is and where it came from is a good question. If a seller has no idea where seafood came from, then you should be suspicious about its identity. But be perfectly honest, in these two cases, it's very difficult for a consumer to know what they're eating because in the case of the European freshwater eel, probably the retailer has no idea that that might be European eel because these are fish that are caught as juveniles in the Atlantic Ocean and then shipped to other countries in Asia, in Europe, and North Africa where they're grown in aquaculture facilities. And then they are sent to other countries where they're consumed. And for example, the United States country of origin labeling laws only require that the last country of origin be on seafood that's being imported into the United States. So when somebody imports unagi into the United States from, say, China, it'll simply say freshwater eel product of China. And there's no way to know that it was actually a European eel in most cases. So it's really difficult in the case of unagi. And so my advice is to choose something else to eat other than unagi.
Now, is this data being passed along at all to legal authorities or environmental protection or education groups to maybe curb the mislabeling of seafood in Honolulu?
So I don't actively pass it on. But in the case of unagi, I have actually made some contacts with Fish and Wildlife potentially look at a collaboration with them because I know they're very interested in stopping the sale of European eels because it is an endangered species and it also has an export ban from the European Union. So it can't be legally exported from the European Union. So it's something that I think the United States would like to help stop. So in the case of unagi, yes. And we're doing a larger study sampling more samples of unagi from throughout the United States to sort of get a better handle on where most of these European eels are showing up.
In the larger picture of sustainability here, when we talk about sustainable fisheries and making sure that we're not overfishing critically endangered cultures of fish, do you see a path forward to bringing these numbers down, or is that just sort of par for the course when we talk about commercial fishing?
I think the best way that we can potentially curb mislabeling and then allow consumers to make informed choices about their seafood, the best way I think we can do that is by requiring more information on labels when you buy seafood. And specifically, seafood should probably be named or labeled with its actual scientific name. Now, if a retailer wants to put any vernacular or common name on a seafood item, that's fine. But if they had to put the scientific name as well, and that would really educate consumers about what they're eating, and they can make associations between the quality of the seafood and the actual name of the species that they're eating. And I think that level of transparency would help force retailers and distributors to market things accurately with those names. So the European Union has adopted the system exactly like that, in which seafood has to be labeled with its Latin scientific name. And you sometimes see that here in the United States. For example, the Costco in Honolulu has at times labeled their seafood with the scientific name. And I think that that is probably the best way to get at this, is to provide consumers with the most information possible about their seafood, rather than simply only requiring these fairly generic market names, which don't provide enough information for consumers.
That was Associate Professor Peter Marco of the Marco Lab at the University of Hawaii Manoa campus. He was talking with the Conversation's Harrison Patino about mislabeled seafood in the Honolulu area.